The time to refi is now, while rates are still low. Take cash out and get a low interest rate at the same time. Cash Call Mortgage may be able to lower your mortgage rate and get you cash from your home's equity. Call now and we'll even cover the title, escrow, and appraisal fees to save you more money. For a free quote to see if you qualify, go to cashcallmortgage.com or call us today. Call 800-931-6651. That's 800-931-6651. 800-931-6651.
Hello, Montgomery. Get WOW super fast internet for less than the other guys. Starting at just $29.99 per month, WOW has the speed. Go online to learn how to get $150 on us. Offer details at wowway.com.
WOW.
A1 Plumbing.
Listen, I need a plumber over here right now.
Let's see. We could get to that in about 3 weeks.
3 weeks?
Uh-huh.
Look, I was installing a new toilet and the water line broke. Now I'm standing in about 3 feet of water and it's still rising fast.
Uh-huh.
Look, I'll give you $50 extra if you can send someone right now.
Maybe 2 weeks.
Okay, $100, but you need to get here right now.
All right, keep your shirt on. What's that address?
I'm at 3301 Center Avenue. It's a block from the door.
Must have changed his mind.
Whether your problem is big or small, Cole Plumbing can fix it right, usually the first time and as economically as possible. With our experienced and background-checked employees, we take pride in knowing that we are one of the most trusted companies in the area. When there is trouble with your bowl, call on Cole, 279-8919, or go to coleplumbing.com.
Hello, everyone. Robbie Pelt with Capital City Roofing. If you think about it, your home is your biggest investment in life. Your roof covers your home, so why jeopardize your biggest investment on a roofer you don't know anything about when you can deal with a reputable roofing company like Capital City Roofing? We have an A-plus Better Business rating and the best manufacturers and workmanship warranties available. We do all residential and commercial roofing applications that are certified through the manufacturer to ensure you get the best material and workmanship money can buy. We also have your project in our best interest before and after construction has been done. Don't hesitate to call us if you have any roofing issues or questions. We will match any of our competitors' price and give you the same great workmanship warranty. We also give free estimates. Give us a call today and let us show you the difference. 277-3311. That's 277-3311. Or you can check us out on the web at www.capitalcityroofing.com. Capital City Roofing. We capitalize the roofing industry.
What's your biggest investment? More than likely, it's your home. So treat it that way when you hire a painting contractor. At PBS Painting, there are no gimmicks, no $99 specials. Just quality painting and someone who treats your home with the same respect that you do. At PBS Painting, we have been painting for years and look forward to many more years to come. With PBS Painting, the job gets prepped properly, whether it's cleaning, scraping, or priming. We always use quality products, which is a must for a quality paint job. So if you're looking for a painter that doesn't need upfront money and is on the job at all times, then please give me a call. Scott Bowers and PBS Painting, 294-5122. That's PBS Painting, 294-5122. Look at some of our work on Facebook at PBS Painting Montgomery.
What are the top five reasons for a Krispy Kreme fundraiser? They're profitable, fast, simple, affordable, and successful. Selling delicious Krispy Kreme donuts to family, friends, neighbors, or in high-traffic areas could generate significant funds for your organization. Visit Krispy Kreme on the Atlanta Highway or at KrispyKreme.com for more fundraising ideas.
Don't miss the Health and Wealth Show with David Ernest. Laughs, fun, and some priceless financial advice from Montgomery's premier asset preservationist. Weeknights at 6 on News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Rich Thomas Weather is brought to you by JB Windows and Siding.
Quality, beauty, value, and more. JB Windows and Siding.
Well, hi, everybody. Our forecast for this evening and tonight calling for the risk of some widely scattered thundershowers around. Overnight low temperature down to about 64. Tomorrow should be a better day with partial sunshine, high temperature in the upper 70s. Monday, we start off the week on a nice note with a high temperature near 80, and it looks like a dry day as well. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
John Bobo here with Capital Tractor. When you want your front lawn to feel more like a welcome mat, the Kubota Z400 is built to cut like a pro. Turn on a dime with effortless precision. Fast cut, Kubota quality, affordable price. See us today. Capital Tractor, Montgomery and Brundage.
The views and opinions expressed on Clearing the Air are solely those of Terry Adams and other contributors. These views and opinions do not necessarily represent those of Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, its staff, or any advertisers.
And now, from the plush, dimly lit, and rather cool Blue Water Studios, located high atop the glorious Budell Building in hysterical Montgomery, Alabama, the capital of dreams. Hey, they printed it on our trash cans. They wouldn't lie to us. It's time once again for the River Region's only program dedicated to the seeking of truth, no matter what it uncovers or who it might possibly implicate. Yes, dear listener, it's time once again for Clearing the Air. And as always, I am your intrepid host, an egomaniac with an inferiority complex, a man dealing with a mind and body infested with a progressive bioweapon, the powers that shouldn't be called Morgellons disease. My name is Terry Adams. Welcome to tonight's End of the American Republic special edition of Clearing the Air. But before we go any further, you need to understand my disclaimer. Do not believe a single word you hear me say. Not a single word coming out of your radio while you're tuned to 93.1. From now until 10 o'clock, not a word, because you have to learn to do your own research, come to your own conclusions. Remember, your perception is your truth. Maybe it may not be the truth, but it is your truth. Remember that. Also remember something my father used to tell me. Something freely given to you is never as valuable as something you have to work, sweat, and toil to attain. It's called sweat equity, and there's a lack of it these days, trust me. But welcome, fellow Plandemians, to Clearing the Air. If you're a new listener, I highly advise you to go to the official WACB website, click on Insider, go to Podcasts, go back and listen to some of the older Clearing the Air shows. My God, there's 6 years worth out there. That's the best way to get up to speed about what's really going on right now. Because everything that's talked about on pretty much every talk show is a symptom of the big problem. And the big problem, it's as easy as looking in your Bible. This is a battle between good and evil. It's just that simple. That's what we're engaged in. Okay, we do 15 minutes we do a break. The longer 5-minute breaks are at the top and bottom, and then the shorter 3-minute breaks are at 15 till 15 after. Now, the only reason I really tell you this, I mean, I know you don't care, but the only reason I really tell you is everything is kept on a podcast, and they're very rigid about the time that the computer records. So if we go over or under those numbers, it won't make it to the podcast, and we want every single bit of information on the podcast. Got it? Got it. All right. I'm not going to take calls until the second half of the show, and that's 8 o'clock for those of you who are never really good at math, and you know who you are. Since we last spoke, I have attended 2 funerals, and I'll be going to another one in the next day or two. This morning, well, the guy who really runs Adams Motorsports, Brent Spires, who's been with me, good Lord, for 20 years, if not more, his father passed away. He was a former MPD officer. And Brent had told me today was the visitation and the funeral, and Brent had told me 2 or 3 times where it was going to be. Of course, I can't remember. So this morning I Googled obits for Montgomery. There were 55 deaths in obits for Montgomery. 55. Folks, listen to me. There is an ongoing depopulation effort going right now in America. We are being poisoned through our air, through our water, through our food. We have frequencies coursing through our body that are doing us irreparable harm. They know this. They're not stupid. They know this. And recently, several videos have surfaced showing the amazing sentient fibers inside of the mask people are made to wear purportedly to protect themselves from COVID. And in case you don't know, COVID means Certificate of Vaccination Identification, just in case you were curious. You know, in all actuality, the thing we need to be protected from are the people who mandate such insidious acts, is wearing masks that are infected with these fibers. But let me ask you a question. Do you really think that these people don't know about these fibers being in these masks? Personally, they've lost any benefit of the doubt. I mean, let's look at this. a mask you are unconstitutionally made to wear to protect from a pandemic that doesn't come anywhere close to meeting the legal definition of a pandemic contains some type of invasive silica-based fibrous life form that infiltrates the body to get into the blood supply, the same silica-based sentient invasive fibrous life form that millions of people from around the world for decades have been pleading to their medical professionals about, but have been dismissed as crazy or delusional. And I am one of those. I'm one of the ones that's been dismissed by doctors saying, here's a prescription for a sedative. What do I need a sedative for? Oh, it's not for you. It's for those bugs you think you have under your skin. Thanks a lot, Doc. Thanks. So what's going on here? As one of the aforementioned victims of this insidious bioweapon they mistakenly call Morgellons, it's not Morgellons. Morgellons is a 17th century French disease, which really, we believe, is hypertoxicity. One of the largest industries in France in the 17th century was the staining of glass, which involved mercury, lead, and they didn't know how dangerous this stuff was. They would just dump it out in the dirt, the same dirt the kids played in. So the kids start having these weird things growing out of their scalps, these weird fibers. That's where Morgellons comes from. The only reason this current, whatever it is called that, is because a lady, Mary Lieto's son, started having fibers growing out of a sore on his lower lip. She took him to the doctor. The doctor's, at least he admitted, I have no idea what this is. So she was left to her own devices, and as any good mother would do, she had to protect her son. She started digging, and she found this 17th century disease. So she naturally said, well, this is Morgellons. I don't think it is. I think it's a man-made bioweapon. Matter of fact, I'm pretty sure it is. But anyway, that's where they came up with the name Morgellons. This is not Morgellons. See, it seems to me the powers that shouldn't be have perfected not only the actual working bioweapon, but the delivery method as well. Apparently, sky-based distribution wasn't getting the job done, so direct presentation to the human mouth was desired. Bingo, presto, we have mandatory masks. It's just that simple. Don't you get it? If you don't, you will. The only question is, will you get it in time to stop it? You know, I've been talking about this for 6 years on the radio. I've been dealing with it for 11. And the whole reason I begged for this program and paid for this program initially is because I thought that if I woke enough people up, if I could get enough people to just look, to just do the red grape juice spit test and see that they have them in them too, then we could all go to our doctors, and if enough of us raised hell, no pun intended, maybe we could get something done. But that hasn't happened. Nobody seems to care. But you will. You will care. When you finally realize you have it, then you'll care. I want to send a shout out to Mr. Rick Peters. When I was here Tuesday, Greg needed some ice, so I ran down to my car, and Rick was leaving, and he was in his car, and he yelled my name, of course. I stopped, and he said, "How does it feel, Terry, for everything you've been saying for 3 years to come true?" I said, "Well, it feels good in that I know I'm right. I've always known I was right, but I hate knowing what I know because I hate the implications of knowing what I know. You know what I mean? I hate that this country has been taken from us, and I hate even worse the apathy that Americans have and they don't care about taking it back. That's what hurts. That's what really hurts me." Thank you, Mr. Rick Peters, for giving me this time on the radio. I really appreciate it. I also want to send a shout out to my service guy at Jack Ingram, Ben. I had an issue with my car, and things happen. You know, stuff happens. Humans, stuff happens. Stuff breaks, whatever. I had a problem with my AMG that was not my fault, and Jack Ingram took care of it, and it was very expensive for them to do so. But, you know, they could have done what so many others would have done and said, "Hey, we're not going to cover this. We, you know." And it would have been lawyer time. Your lawyer gets to lunch with my lawyer, you know what. They didn't do that. They fixed it. No questions asked. They stood up. And I tell you something, we're very fortunate to have such a good dealership in Montgomery. Jack Ingram is a great place. And no, I'm not getting paid for this. I get no favors from anybody for talking about what I talk about on this show. Matter of fact, I catch a lot of grief from some people for talking about what I talk about. But Jack Ingram's a very, very good, reputable company. I highly suggest you visit them if you're in the market for anything they sell. They have good used stuff, too, by the way. All right, let's hit this first break. This is Clear in the Air. I got a lot of information for you tonight. Thank you so much for tuning in, and I'll be back in 3 minutes.
Hey!
Hey there, I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage.
And I'm Madeline Cannon, and we know you have many choices when it comes to mortgages. Who do you call? You could call a credit union, a bank, or a 1-800 number lender. But we believe you should call Alabama Home Mortgage, and here's why. Alabama Home Mortgage is a locally owned mortgage company. We do mortgages. That's all we do, so we do it better.
They say you can't have your cake and eat it too. I disagree. You can have the best mortgage with the best rate with the best service. You do not have to sacrifice one for the other. At Alabama Home Mortgage, rate is important, but it's not everything. We strive to make the purchase and refinance process as painless as possible.
There is no one-size-fits-all mortgage. Others may lead you to believe there is, but at Alabama Home Mortgage, we take the time to listen and customize a plan to achieve your goals.
Call Alabama Home Mortgage, the number one mortgage lender in Alabama, today at 567-4223 or visit us online at myalabamahomemortgage.com. That's Alabama Home Mortgage because there is a difference in mortgage companies. NMLS 1586-368, Equal Housing Lender.
Who's there?
It's Bill, the electrician, here to make your home burglar-proof.
Oh, thank goodness. I thought maybe you were an intruder.
No, ma'am. I'm a burglar's worst nightmare.
If your house doesn't have sufficient outdoor lighting, it's a prime target for intruders. That's why you should call Crosby Electric today.
How's it going, Bill?
Just fine, ma'am. See, when your intruder trips this wire, it grabs him by the foot and hangs him upside down.
Really?
The experts at Crosby Electric will install lighting that not only discourages intruders, but also makes it safer for you and your guests to navigate around steps, pools, and other tripping hazards.
Bill, is that contraption safe?
Oh, sure. It's disarmed now, but...
Bill!
Like I said, I'm a burglar's worst nightmare.
I see.
You mind cutting me down, ma'am?
Avoid your worst nightmare. Call the outdoor lighting experts at Crosby Electric or visit CrosbyElectric.com.
Hey, everybody, this is Dr. Sam, and you know, for years, close to 40 years now, Woodham's Southside Firestone has been servicing my car. It doesn't matter what happens to them, Woodham Southside Firestone just does it right the first time. Whether it's tires, they have a great selection of Firestone tires and all kinds of tires, all brand names. Whether it's an oil change, check the fluids, the wiper blades, anything from the bottom of the tires to the top of the roof, Woodham Southside Firestone has you covered, and I can't think of a better place to go than at Woodham Southside Firestone. By the way, they're going to be giving their employees off on Saturdays, so they'll be closed on Saturdays. But you know what? They need time with their families, too. Woodham Southside Firestone. They're located 1/2 mile south of the Southern Bypass on the Troy Highway. Woodham Southside Firestone. You can count on them every time. Woodham Southside Firestone. Use them today. You'll be glad you did.
People say I'm crazy, doing what I'm doing. Well, they give me all kinds of warnings to save me from ruin.
That's a fact, Jack. This past week, as I'm tooling around Montgomery in the loaner Mercedes SUV, which didn't have satellite, and I have satellite in my car, and I love listening to old classic radio, the old Six Shooter, the old Gunsmoke, you know, all of that stuff, even the old Jack Webb stuff. I happened to flip 93.1, and I heard a host on this very network say, speaking of the Democrats, in particular the tapioca bowl of pudding in the White House, they want power so bad that they will actually lie. When those words came out of the radio speakers of the loner SUV I was driving, I almost ran off the road. Yes, they will actually lie. Nobody can be that naive, can they? Is that possible? Sir Edmund Burke said, "For as wealth is power, so all power can infallibly draw wealth to itself by some means or the other. And when men are left no way of ascertaining their profits, but by their means of obtaining them, those means will be increased to infinity." Indeed, indeed. Well, in our too little too late weekly story, the Supreme Court blocks California's restrictions on in-home religious gatherings. So at least the Supreme Court in this case is trying to pull them back in a little bit.
because prior to this, you couldn't even have friends over to study the Bible in your own home in California. That's how far left California has gotten. It's terrible. In the court's narrow 5-4 ruling, it was in favor of a group of Santa Clara residents who asserted the restrictions violated the First and 14th Amendments of the U.S. Constitution. You know, they use the Constitution only when it's to their advantage. They don't care about it. As Hillary said, it's an outdated piece of paper. Something else happened this week. There was a phone call between Vladimir Putin and Chancellor, son of Adolf Hitler, Merkel. And it's very interesting, and when they broke it down, here's kind of what it said. Merkel says, Prince Charles lost another one. And Putin said, well, that makes two. And then Merkel said, the first was his favorite, you know. Putin replied, yes, I have been informed. And then Merkel said, this is not a coincidence. And then Putin retorted, we know that too. Now, the context surrounding this exchange between Putin and Merkel sees Prince Charles being the main proponent of the Great Reset, this socialist globalist agenda, two of whose staunchest socialist globalist allies for this agenda were Britain's richest man, Sir Richard Sutton, and a guy named Peter Kellner, the richest man in the Czech Republic, with Prince Charles having first met Kellner when he visited the Czech Republic back in 91, and then in 2009 saw Prince Charles leading the effort to select him as a young global leader of the World Economic Forum member, okay? A fortnight ago, this is 27th of March, it was reported that Kellner was killed in a mysterious helicopter crash in Alaska. And then yesterday, it was reported that Sir Richard Sutton was mysteriously stabbed to death at his home in the west of England. Mysterious deaths that have now been joined by the news that the father of Prince Charles, Prince Philip, husband of Queen Elizabeth II, died in the hospital age 99. The significance of Putin and Merkel both agreeing that the mysterious deaths of close Prince Charles socialist globalist allies, Sir Sutton and Peter Kellner, are not coincidental. That's monumental, specifically because it strongly suggests that these deaths are targeted killings sent as a message to those advocating for the Great Reset. And as one would expect to occur as this socialist agenda seeks to remake the entire world and whose powerful forces opposing it will never allow it to happen, which is why Putin warned these dangerous idiots at the World Economic Forum that the path they're walking on is exactly like the one used in the 1930s that led to World War II. This is going to get interesting. You know, who would have ever believed that the president of Russia was more of an ally to churches and Christians than the president of the United States? But that's where we find ourselves right now. And the Bible tells us in the end times, up is down, you know, left is right. Everything's going to be turned around. And that's exactly where we are right now, folks. It's insane. And I guess that's the word I hear most from people. This is crazy. This is crazy. Indeed, it is crazy. But never forget, these people aren't stupid. All of this is by design. Every bit of it. They know exactly what they're doing. This is called the Hegelian dialectic. Where you know what you want, where you know what you want to obtain or what you want to secure, but you know the people will never go along with it. So you figure out a problem and present it to the people where the answer to that problem is what you wanted all along. So the people mistakenly believe they're the ones that brought it about. Well, that's not really true. These people, this is what they run on. This is their MO. This is how they roll. That and the fact that they're Luciferian psychopaths, so they speak in reverse. And I don't know how many times I've had to say that in the last, good God, 3 or 4 years. When they say something to the press, just flip it and you'll understand what they're truly saying. They can't tell the truth to save themselves. They can't. It's not in them because the God, and that's a little g, that they worship is the father of all lies. That's what Christ called him. A few headlines here. 73% of black voters say voter ID is necessary for a fair and secure election process. Of course, we're talking about Georgia, where the tapioca bowl of pudding is comparing it to Joe Crow laws. He's a moron. New headline today, the ADL demands that Fox News fire Tucker Carlson for telling the truth about the political effects of mass migration. Let me tell you something. I've been hearing for a long time that they're letting all these people in so they'll have a solid voter base so they can retain power. I don't believe that. Why do they need to retain power through votes when we've already learned that they can hack the election and put whoever they want in power? It has nothing to do with that. I can tell you what it does have to do with, and this is going, it should infuriate you. It should kind of make you sick. It did me. But then again, I'm getting used to this kind of stuff. And believe it or not, I'm not a big fan of Alex Jones. But Alex Jones has blown the whistle on one of the biggest child trafficking rings that's taking place at the border when these people come across. Now, I don't know if they trade their children for passage into the United States. I'm not sure. I don't know that Alex is, but they're being taken, the children, and they're being put into the sickening trafficking network as they come across the border. Now, that should answer a lot of questions as to why nothing's being done to stop this influx of people. And it's sick, but this is what they do. You know, a long time ago, and we've talked about Crowley, Aleister Crowley, called himself the Beast 666, a huge devil worshiper. He was a huge Satanist. He discovered sex magic with as innocent a child as he could get. He found that he derived magic or dark powers from his master, Satan, by doing insidious things to the innocent. They do that. They also drink the blood of the innocent children. They do a lot of horrible, despicable things to children because they're sick. They're pure evil. So this open borders thing is playing into that. It's facilitating the child trafficking operation. It has nothing to do with voters. As I said, they don't need voters. And it's crazy every time I hear somebody say, we're going to get the presidency back next election. How can you say that? We can't vote America back. We're not going to get America back by voting. They can control the voting. How can people not see that? This is Satan's world, folks. Let me see. I had that Alex Jones article. And like I said, I'm not a huge Alex Jones fan, never really have been. Also, I don't listen to that show that comes on at midnight. Every time I run into somebody that listens to, did you listen to whatever it is? I'm like, I'd never listen to that in my life. I don't know what you're talking about. But yeah, they're using it for child trafficking, and it's disgusting. It truly, truly is disgusting. Disgusting. Don't tell me that's gone too. Evidently it is. But I will find it. I know where the article is. Anyway, I got a lot of stuff to talk about. We're going to talk about the fibers. And also I have a video of General McInerney that I'm going to play for you. We're going to talk about a dark agenda that's related to the COVID vaccines, the killer face mask, and how chemtrails are all related and purposed towards the same demonic goal of global depopulation. It's amazing that suddenly a lot of these big names in, quote, conspiracy are now saying the same things I was saying 6 years ago, or in the COVID case, you know, 6 months ago. Interesting. They're finding the Morgellons fibers and all the masks. How about that? What are the chances of that? Unreal. Jason sent me a video done by the Duck Dynasty guy, and he breaks down gun ownership and the people who are willing to, quote, repel invaders to America. Listen to these numbers. In Wisconsin, just Wisconsin, there are 600,000 rifle-owning deer hunters. In Pennsylvania, there's 750,000 rifle-toting deer hunters. Michigan has 700,000. West Virginia has a mere 250,000. So in just four of our Obama-mandated 58 states, we basically have one of the largest standing armies in the world. But the question is not the question of what we have. It's the question of who's going to use what we have. Are people going to shake off the apathy that we are all evidently just infested with and stand up and take back our country? That's the question. And I have to say this. I have to put out this disclaimer. In no way am I advocating violence because I don't want to be taken off the air and stuck away somewhere. I'm not advocating take a gun and fight the government. I'm not saying that at all. I'm just asking questions, and I'll leave it at that. All right, first big break of the night. This is Clearing the Air. My name's Terry Adams. I started this program back in 2014 trying to wake people up, and apparently I failed miserably, but I'm going to keep trying because I'm thinking there's a slight chance we still can do something here, but that remains to be seen. But thank you so much. All of you have been with me who have been with me from the beginning. I really, really appreciate you so much. I'll be back in 5 minutes. Promise.
Jerry Todd here with the Kickback Ranch Event Center and RV Park. We would like to invite you to our first ever live consignment auction Saturday, May the 1st. Gates open at 10 a.m. Auction begins at high noon. Items already consigned include household, farm and garden, antiques, and much more. Old-fashioned country auction. Got a pig, goat, chicken, tractor? We sell it. So if you have items to consign, contact us at the Kickback Ranch. This is going to be a fun-filled family day. There will be food trucks, vendors of all kinds, a water slide, and kids' playground in full swing. You don't have to just come for the day. Stay the weekend in one of our cabins or bring your RV and stay in our new RV park with full hookups available. Consignment auction, Saturday, May the 1st at the Kickback Ranch. Gates open at 10 a.m. Auction at high noon. For more information or directions, go to kickbackranch.net. That's kickbackranch.net or call 286-4140. That's 286-4140.
It's so easy to lose track of time or even keep up with what day it is sometimes during this viral outbreak.
You're right. By the way, Adams Drugs called and reminded me I needed a refill on one of my medications, and I'm so glad they did. I would have been out of that medication the next day.
Oh, I need to call and check on a refill for myself as well. You know, we've been going to Adams Drugs for a long time, and I really trust them.
I trust them as well. The customer service is excellent, the prescriptions are ready when we get there, and when we can't pick them up, they deliver them right to the house.
They're more than a pharmacy to me. They're more like family. The staff at Adams knows my name when I walk in the door, and have even called to wish me a happy birthday.
Yeah, they go the extra mile. You know, during this time of uncertainty, it's comforting to know that Adams Drugs will be there for us when we have questions about our prescriptions.
Adams Drugs, your locally owned Health Mart pharmacy, is offering even better over-the-counter pricing and high-quality products as well. Visit us at adamsdrugs.net for the location nearest you.
Alabama veterans, are you aware that because of your military service, you may have earned VA benefits? The Alabama Department of Veterans Affairs can help you access those benefits at no cost to you, even during COVID-19 when other resources might be hard to find. The Alabama Department of Veterans Affairs has an office near you. For more information, go to va.alabama.gov or give us a call at 334-242-5077. We're open and ready to serve you. Sponsored by the Alabama Department of Veterans Affairs, the ABA, and this station.
At Ligger's Bakery, we have been baking memories using the original recipes in Montgomery since 1944. From all-time favorites like mint thumbprint cookies, pedophores, ice cookies, specialty cakes, and more. It's time to place your order for graduation season. Let Ligger's customize your school colors with cakes, pedophores, and specialty cookies. Visit Ligger's on Facebook and Instagram. Call us to place your order, 288-6550, or come see us at the Gay Meadows Shopping Center on McGee Road. It's not just good, it's Ligger's good.
We at Zaza Sears Italian would like to personally invite you to take a break and enjoy a great meal with us. We have comfortable outdoor dining and a fun, relaxing atmosphere inside. Zaza has a new head chef and a staff who will make sure you have a great dining experience and delicious food. We are open for dinner at 5, Tuesday through Saturday. Open 11 to 9 on Sunday for the best brunch in town from 11 to 3. You can find our menu and make reservations at ZazaSearsItalian.com or just drop by. Zaza Sears Italian, in the alley, downtown.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you.
Listen to Winning Wellness at its new time every Saturday at 10 a.m.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network, brought to you by Montgomery Paint and Body. From a little fender bender to total body repair, MPB will fix it good as new, maybe better. For over 35 years, the Turner family has been getting you back on the road. Call 279-7325.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. Our forecast for this evening and tonight calling for the risk of some widely scattered thundershowers around. Overnight low temperature down to about 64. Tomorrow should be a better day with partial sunshine, high temperature in the upper 70s. Monday, we start off the week on a nice note with a high temperature near 80, and it looks like a dry day as well. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Duck in for a deal at Brewmaker and save big with amazing deals on cars, trucks, and SUVs. Rain or shine, you can buy online anytime at brewmaker.com.
And welcome back to the program. Alex Jones reveals massive child trafficking scheme operating in plain sight at the U.S.-Mexican border while local police do watch and do nothing. InfoWars' Alex Jones has blown the lid on a massive human smuggling operation taking place right in plain sight at America's southern border. Local police, however, could not care less. Jones filmed buses taking children from a makeshift dirt floor cage camp near the International Bridge of McAllen, Texas, to a processing facility in Donna, Texas. These children were then moved to a Wuhan coronavirus processing camp in downtown McAllen before once again being transported to a Catholic charity location. At this Catholic charity location, these children were observed being given bus or airplane tickets before being taken to either the airport or a bus station. While at the facility, Jones and his crew observed five children being taken and loaded in by an adult into a hatchback car. Let's see, there's a video there. Of course, it doesn't matter because this is radio. Police stopped but did not cite the child trafficker driving the automobile. Investigative reporter Drew Hernandez tweeted that upon arrival at this Catholic charity, which is run by Catholic Charities RGV, he discovered children being smuggled by staff into cramped vehicles without any seats, seat belts, or car seats. As you may recall from recent headlines, an SUV crammed packed with illegal aliens crashed at the border a few weeks ago, killing many of its passengers. Jones says he personally witnessed many carloads of children being taken away from this Catholic charity during the few hours that he sat observing what was taking place. When Jones attempted to call out the Catholic charity, which appears to have been set up as a fake Wuhan coronavirus, quote, testing site, police officers did intervene to try to stop one of the vehicles carrying the children. Law enforcement did not, however, cite the man who was driving. While the government endorses smuggling, Jones uses the state law to point out the massive abuse to these undocumented children, reported InfoWars. So why is Catholic Charities handing out cash to illegals? Another thing Jones and InfoWars crew noticed while in McAllen is that Catholic Charities seems to be actively facilitating human trafficking and child smuggling by supporting it financially. Now, Catholic Charities has been caught in the past handing out manila envelopes containing cash to illegals. Vouchers were also included along with instructions for illegals about how to get there to their destination of choice anywhere in this country. As expected, the mainstream media has nothing to say about the border crisis now that the tapioca bowl of pudding in the White House is running things, purportedly. Under Donald Trump, we were constantly being told about those scary border cages, but under the tapioca bowl of pudding administration, none of it really matters anymore. Kind of looks like Catholic Charities is really just a human trafficking front, wrote one of InfoWars commentators, stating the obvious. So the cops let the kidnapped children go back to the Catholic Charities building, ask another. Now will they just sneak them back out the back door into a service van? Catholic Charity, Catholic Pope, Catholic President, do we see a pattern here? Others pointed out that the London banks own America and the Vatican owns the banks. This is thus what pulls the lever of power in our country. USA Incorporated is a corporation, and so are you, another wrote. When your name is in all caps, it signifies that you are indeed a corporation. How about that? Good old Alex. Like I said, I've never been that big of a fan of his, but kudos to him for this. Let's see. A new genre, I guess, of video is cropping up about the microscopic black strands that are being found in both the swabs used in the certificate of vaccination identification testing and in the disposable face masks. Seeing these strands, we are reminded of the strange microscopic objects that have been found in skin lesions of those suffering from Morgellons disease. It's interesting that the discovery of these Morgellons-like strands is coinciding with a widespread announcement of Bill Gates' plans to blot out the sun, essentially confessing that the same guy who is the primary financier of the WHO, the GAVI, Event 201, and the mRNA vaccine technology has likely been the problem or the black mask behind the chemtrails all along. I don't agree with that, but I'm going to read it because it's what the story says. Equally interesting is that these developments coincide with the warning about blue and gray disposable face masks being issued by Canada's health agency. The warning saying that they contain microscopic graphene particles associated with early pulmonary toxicity. These Chinese-made masks were part of Canada's public schools' reopening plan, in which students would be required to wear them in the classroom to prevent the spread of COVID. However, children have been complaining that they feel as though they were inhaling cat hair while wearing them. As it turns out, they've been inhaling an asbestos-like substance. Here we go. Listen to this and think back on what I've been telling you about what I've been experiencing. What's even creepier is that these strands exhibit the characteristics of very small-scale micro-robots and that they move in response to heat and moisture. Are these approved swabs and masks being used to deliver synthetic biology into the human hosts? Is that why the tapioca bullet pudding in the White House issued an executive order that disallows bandanas on public transport in favor of these Chinese masks? Synthetic biology combines genetics, robotics, and nanotechnology with artificial intelligence, hybridizing natural forms and engineering tissues beyond our wildest dreams. How about that? Many believe these high-tech substances are being released via secretive high aerosol spraying programs. I would be one of those. Causing her to ask whether geoengineering was only about experimenting with the weather. Look, I just put a video up. I put a video out yesterday, and I linked it on Clearing the Air. Please go look at it. It's a video of just a few of the planes, the pictures of which I have taken, and I ran it through Windows Photo Gallery. Played around with the lighting. In some cases, I inverted the color so you could see. These planes are not airplanes. They're not normal craft. Just look at the video. If you want to call me crazy, I don't care. But I just ask that you look before you make a decision on whether I'm crazy or not. Just look for yourself and tell me what you see. And remember, Satan is the Lord of the air. Just remember that before you look at this video. They have been releasing this stuff up in the air, in the troposphere, 40,000 feet up, they've been releasing this stuff, and it's been falling down to Earth. But evidently, that wasn't good enough. So now they're going to put it in the mask to make sure we all get infested. Before they started doing this, there was an operation called Operation Domestic Quail, Q-U-E-L-L. And it goes into detail about how they're putting this stuff in soft drinks, in food, in the water. They want to make sure every single one of us has this in us first, before they go all out. And evidently, it must cause apathy because there's so much apathy right now. It's off the charts. Nobody cares. You better start caring, folks. You better start paying attention, and you better start caring really, really soon. Because if you don't, we're in big trouble. We're already in big trouble, but it's going to get as bad as it can get if we don't do something. And remember what the Bible says. Do not get involved in the deeds of darkness. Rather, expose them. That's what I'm trying to do. That's why I'm on the radio, folks, as I'm trying to expose this stuff. I'm trying to tell you what's really going on. But I'm going to warn you, you're not going to have the excuse, I didn't know anymore, if you listen to me, because I'm going to tell you. So you just think, when you stand before God, when you pass, when you move to the next dimension and you go and you stand before God, and that's all caps, what are you going to say to him when he asks you, why didn't you do something? What are you going to say? I didn't know. You can't lie to God. Believe me, that's something I think about a lot. Sometimes it keeps me up at night because I wonder, should I be saying this on the radio? And that small, still voice in my head says, yes, the people have to know this. So I'm taking away that being willfully ignorant. You're not going to be able to do that, not with me. Because I'm going to tell you everything I know. Before they die, before they get me, whatever happens, I'm going to tell you. It's just what I'm going to do. Okay. Wow. That was a heavy segment. Mayor Reed, as we know, he has extended the mask mandate. He doesn't have the constitutional authority to extend the mask mandate. He can only do that under an emergency declaration. And there is no emergency. This is not a pandemic. It doesn't meet the criteria of a pandemic. There's not enough deaths. So I'm not wearing a mask. I know Jason doesn't wear one anywhere, and I respect him and admire him for that. And when they call him out on it, he just says, I can't wear a mask. I have issues. I can't breathe. I love that. Whatever. I don't wear a mask. The only way we're going to stop them is to show them we're not just going to do what you tell us to do because we trust you. We can't trust these people anymore, folks. Please, God, I hope you see that. All right, let's hit this short 3-minute break. This is Clear in the Air, and I'll be back very shortly. Come back with me. We're going to have a fun tonight. Well, maybe not fun.
seniors, enjoying your retirement doesn't have to break the bank. Caravita Village has recently been renovated and upgraded. Their community is built on relationships. 3 chef-inspired meals daily, transportation, group activities, and a host of other amenities are waiting for you at Caravita Village. One affordable monthly rate. Ask about their 2 free month special through April 30th. Tour your new home today. Call 284-0370 or visit caravitavillage.com.
You've just arrived home from a relaxing and well-deserved vacation. As you walk in the door, you hear a squish. That old water heater in your attic has leaked through your ceiling and into your living room, ruining family photos, furniture, and who knows what else. You wonder if this headache could have been avoided. With a tankless water heater from Headley Plumbing, you eliminate the possibility of leaks and maximize your savings. An endless hot water supply means you have the freedom to run the dishwasher, do a load of laundry, and grab a shower without getting an arctic blast of cold water. Talk to Headley today, 285-3667, or visit them online at HeadleyPlumbing.com.
River Region residents know that Headley Plumbing has quick and affordable plumbing and septic services. You can also find quality metal buildings at Headley Plumbing, a new storage building, carports up to 24 feet wide, even a sturdy metal barn up to 54 feet wide. RV owners, check your warranty. Many manufacturers require that your RV is stored undercover to keep your warranty in force. Call Headley Metal Buildings today at 285-3667 or visit HeadleyMetalBuildings.com.
Financing available. See dealer for details.
Ready for a refresh for your home or getting ready to sell? You don't have to hire a plumber, electrician, and carpenter to make it happen. Let Mr. Handyman help you. Call 219-8599 for an estimate today. Mr. Handyman specializes in home improvement, maintenance, and repair. One service can do it all. Update light fixtures and ceiling fans, paint cabinets, install tile, update outlets, change out sinks and faucets, repair fences, replace rotted wood, and so much more. Ask about senior and military discounts. Visit MrHandyman.com or call 219-8599.
Veterans, need help with your VA benefits? The Alabama Department of Veterans Affairs operates county veterans service offices that are open by appointment during the COVID-19 crisis. You and your dependents can get help with VA claims services, education benefits, VA home loans, and referrals for temporary housing, health care, counseling, and even job placement. To locate the nearest county veterans service office, visit va.alabama.gov or call 334-242-5077. Sponsored by the Alabama Department of Veterans Affairs, the ABA, and this station.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by H&H Carpet. For all floor covering and granite products, see H&H Carpets for the guaranteed best price. H&H Carpets, across from Walmart on the Atlanta Highway.
When you're shopping for a new car, truck, or SUV, getting a great rate shouldn't be a problem. ASE Credit Union makes auto loans easy with rates as low as 1.99% APR. Apply online or visit your local branch today. ASE Credit Union, your life, your goals, your ASE. Equal opportunity lender.
I used to love the Wilburys. Good stuff. You know, Tom Petty's Full Moon Fever was considered the Wilburys' second album. That's why their second actual release is called Wilburys 3. Which Full Moon Fever, in my opinion, is one of Petty's best albums. Besides You're Gonna Get It, which was one of his earlier ones. That's a whole nother story. Mike Adams, Natural News. I don't know if we're related or not, and I kind of hope we are because I like this guy. Here's what he wrote, and I meant to read this to you last week, but it mysteriously disappeared off my computer, but I got it back. As we are seeing in a widely shared media reports and surveillance photos, humanoid-shaped demons are now increasingly materializing as they run up to Satan's war against humanity. And that's exactly what this is. This is Satan using technology to destroy God's, questionably, his greatest creation, that would be us. I kind of question that. But corporations like Nike are openly promoting Satan shoes that are covered in satanic imagery and claim to contain one drop of actual human blood. And I will take you back to a couple of years ago when Postman did a show where the Vatican was recruiting thousands of exorcists. Now, that's kind of weird that the Vatican would be recruiting exorcists, but it is what it is. Continue with the article. Hollywood and the music industry are doubling down on their open worship of Lucifer And the Democrats are making sure the open borders child trafficking remains in full operation so that a steady supply of children can be made available to them for child sacrifice and satanic rituals involving live blood and adrenochrome extraction. Vaccine companies, meanwhile, are announcing the start of vaccine medical experiments on six-month-old infants using vaccines made with aborted human fetal tissue, which is one way that Satan worshipers are able to claim children for Satan. Adding to the demonic assault on humanity, Netflix is about to ban all pro-Christ films and documentaries, even while accelerating its schedule for rolling out witchcraft shows aimed at children. We are now living in a full-on demonic Luciferian assault against humanity and God, and that's all caps, and nothing is going to get better until the return of Yeshua. Amen. Amen. This is wild, folks, because they are now deploying weaponized vaccines, terrorist government operations, censorship, fluoride, chemtrails, pesticides, fear-inducing journo-terrorism from the corporate media. And he says, after the collapse of the infrastructure, we will also need to survive the zombie wave emanating from the left-wing cities where the Satan-worshipping, unprepared masses will fan out looking for food and souls to consume as they wreak havoc and destruction across the land like a plague of human locusts. Once you've survived the zombie death wave, you will still need to survive God's judgment, which means you need to be right with God before the final day of reckoning arrives. Otherwise, all your preparedness and survival efforts will count for nothing as you are judged unworthy of God's protection and sent to hell for eternity to sit alongside Fauci and the Clintons forever. Well said, Mike. Yeah. Well, the way that I see this zombie thing, and you know there's something to it because there's so many programs, they just came out of nowhere, and now we're just being besieged by zombie programs. What I think a zombie is, that's what so many people are going to become when their pharmaceuticals that they've been hooked on and been taking forever are suddenly not available. I think that's one of the reasons. Well, there's so much the CDC and the feds have done as far as drugs go, and I'll get into that in a few minutes, but I think that's part of it. That's part of this whole operation, is to people who are actually going to be like zombies when they don't get the drugs that they need or feel they need, you know? The thing is, let me ask you a question. Do you think you're free? I think most Americans probably still are going to say, yeah. But are we really free? In the movie, which I've never seen, Edge of Darkness, Mel Gibson stated that everything is illegal in Massachusetts. Well, the same could pretty much be said for the United States as a whole. You see, our lives are governed by millions of laws, rules, and regulations, and they're still piling more on every year. There are thousands of bills put before our lawmakers. Now, my data that I looked up is a little dated. It only tracks up to 2005, but let's look at the 80s. In the 80s, we averaged by about 7,500 bills submitted a year. We turned an average of 500 into new laws and new bills every year. You still think you're free? As I've said repeatedly, every one of us unwittingly breaks an average of 3 laws a day. Do you still think you're free? Most Americans still are going to say, yeah, I'm free. But are you really free? You know? Every single new law restricts your freedom just a little bit more. The truth is, America has become a crazy control freak nation where virtually everything we do is highly regulated. We have become criminals and lawbreakers because almost everything is illegal at some point. Now, our politicians, they're convinced that they're making our lives better by piling gigantic mountains of laws onto our backs. And law enforcement authorities are convinced that they're helping society by cracking down on crime. But the reality is our liberties and our freedoms are being strangled by all of this government oppression. And this is not the way that America is supposed to work. Yes, every society has to have laws. But the laws should be short and simple enough that everybody can read them and understand them. But in America today, there's no possible way that any of us could ever read all of the laws that apply to us. Most of us just live our daily lives and try to do the, quote, right, using the 84 air quotes, the right thing. Or Bob's air quotes, whatever. But there's no guarantee that men with guns will not show up at your door one evening because of some obscure regulation that you unwittingly have broken. Here are 19 signs that America has become a crazy control freak nation where almost everything is illegal. One California town is actually considering it, making it illegal to smoke in your own backyard. In Louisiana, a church was recently ordered to stop giving out water because it did not have a permit to do so. In the United States, it is illegal to operate a train that does not have an F, the letter F painted on the front. Apparently, without that F, we all might not know where the front of the train is. In many states in the United States, it is now illegal to collect rain that falls from the sky on your own property. In America today, it is illegal to milk your cow and sell that milk to your neighbor. If you do this, there's a good chance that the feds will raid your home at the crack of dawn. In Washington, D.C., it is still illegal not to recycle cat litter. It is illegal to give a tour of the monuments in D.C. without having a license. In the United States, it is illegal to sell natural cures for cancer, even if they work. And folks, they've taken it even further than that. Did you know that if, God forbid, you have cancer, and let's say for some reason you accidentally take some of, I don't know, your wife's menopause medicine, and suddenly your cancer disappears? Did you know it's illegal for a doctor to prescribe that menopause medicine to you, even if it cures your cancer? It's illegal. This is one of the many tentacles Big Pharma has spread over our nation. A doctor cannot treat something unless the CDC declares that that something is a bona fide disease. Now, I know this to be true because of the misnamed Morgellons symptoms that I've been experiencing. The CDC says, no, there's no such thing. It's delusions of parasitosis, so doctors can't treat it, so I can't get anything to help me from a doctor for it. But let's continue. In the state of Massachusetts, it's illegal to deface a milk carton. In the state of Alabama, bear wrestling is completely illegal. I wonder if that has anything to do with Bear Bryant and the University of Alabama. Huh, who knows? In Fairbanks, Alaska, it is illegal to give alcoholic beverages to a moose. In Lake Elmo, Minnesota, it is illegal to sell pumpkins or Christmas trees that are grown outside the city limits. There's a federal law that makes it illegal to be annoying on the internet. If you register with a false name on MySpace or Facebook, you could potentially spend 5 years in federal prison. Did you know that? Yep. In Hazelwood, Missouri, it is illegal for little girls to sell Girl Scout cookies in the front yards of their own homes. All over the U.S., lemonade stands run by children are being shut down because they do not have the proper permit or license. In Florida, it is illegal to bring a plastic butter knife to school. In San Juan Capistrano, California, it is illegal to hold a home Bible study without a conditional use permit. Good Lord. No pun intended. In the city of Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, it is illegal to make even a single dollar from a blog unless you buy a $300 business license. Sadly, this list of crazy laws and ridiculous regulations could be thousands long. We are indeed a nation run by a bunch of control freaks who do not care about our liberties and our freedoms. Unreal, folks. Yeah, I kind of knew that about the lemonade stands. I've read stories. I've also read stories about people being prosecuted for collecting rainwater. I've always looked at that as they do not want you to have a way of getting around what they're putting in water they want us to drink. You know what I mean? Speaking of water, when we get back from this short, actually this is a 5-minute, when we get back from this top of the hour break, we're going to talk about what's being found in water all over America. And we're also going to talk about what they're not telling us here locally about our water. A lot of interesting stuff going on there. And we've talked about this. Jason brought this to my attention a couple of years ago. And I'd love to get a bunch of us together and let's go to the meeting that they have like every third Thursday at from like 1:15 to 1:30. Or something. I'll look it up again. It's in the little booklet they send out. But I would love to go to the meeting and ask some questions of the people whose responsibility it is to ensure us clean drinking water. I'd love to talk to them about it and find out why they have eliminated the listing of aluminum in our water. They no longer list it. It's always been there. Two reports ago, they just deleted it with no explanation. I'm pretty sure I know why they did that. Because it's off the charts, but I want them to tell me it's off the charts because it's their job to tell me that.